I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for August 20th, 2018 to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capellini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanem is absent. Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey? Absent. Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall? Absent.
Mr. Hanem, Mr. Lukey, and Mrs. Westfall are all excused with different personal reasons for their absences tonight. With that, Mrs. Capellini, I call upon you to do our Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda, we will start with the election of a president pro tem as 3A. And I would like to remind council that we are required by the city charter to have this meeting this evening, and you can pass legislation by your simple majority of 4 of the 7, but there, you can do no final passages tonight because there are only 4 of you here. So there will be no final passages of any legislation. I recommend that you do first readings so that they can be final passage at our next meeting. If you pass it with just the 4 of you as a final, it does not take effect for 30 days, which is longer than our next meeting. So that's my guidance for you. That was the law director's guidance as well. But we are required by the charter to have this meeting and should proceed with it. And that next meeting will be on Wednesday, September 5th. Okay, with that, aside from the adding of the election of a president pro tem, I have no additional items. Any additional items from members of city council?
Mr. Mayor, I wanted to schedule another safety committee meeting. For the safety committee meeting, I'll be reading the information of the record about this evening.
Let's just, since we're already doing a committee report as 12A, let's just add schedule another meeting right along with that one, part of 12A. Any other items from members of city council? Hearing none. Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Briney?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The agenda is approved as amended for this evening's meeting. Added agenda item 3A, election of a president pro tem. We need a nomination.
Mr. Mayor, I would like to nominate Mrs. Capelletti.
It's been moved and seconded to nominate Mrs. Capellini for our as our president pro tem this evening. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mrs. Capellini, for taking on the extra duties.
Or Capelletti.
And your first one will be to review the and move approval of the council meeting minutes from our last meeting.
I move that we approve the minutes from the meeting of the council on July 16, 2018.
Second.
And moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from our council meeting on July 16, 2018 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Roundabout study. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We have provided in last year, I believe it was in the October timeframe, this council approved a study to determine the feasibility of possible roundabouts at 3 different intersections, and in the administration we've come to refer to it as the Holliston corridor. Haroon, Holland, Sylvania, Haroon and Brent, and Brent and Maine. This study, the study is complete with some recommendations on whether roundabouts would be the preferred option or signalized improvements with some lane additions and things of that nature. What we've provided you is the written summary of that work. We do have some videos of the models that were used to put the summaries together in the text. And but we wanted to provide it, since council did authorize that study, we wanted to provide it to you so that you had the information. We will be using this information to coordinate some possible future projects, some in conjunction with the county engineer's office, some on our own. This will be the groundwork for those future projects. So.
Is there any action required with this study?
No action at this time. If council or streets committee or anything like that wanted to review it or have some additional information, we would be welcome to do it, but there's nothing that needs to be done.
Mr. Richardson, would you like this referred to your committee to meet with the consultant or the service director to study it in more detail, or is the, you can do that at a future meeting if you choose. You can review it first and see if there's...
I think for now that this is sufficient, we can look at it at a later date.
Okay.
Mr. Aller, I do have one question. Having reviewed the material, was there anything in the study that would lead you to draw conclusions for other intersections around the city, you know, positively or negatively towards roundabouts or signalization changes and that type of thing? Or was this, could it be extrapolated, or was it just these three intersections? I know that was the focus, was just these three, but is there an extrapolation that could occur to other intersections?
There's always some baselines that traffic engineers look at when it comes to roundabouts. That's traffic volume, how many turning movements are there compared to through traffic and things of that nature. So those kinds of issues can be used. We'll utilize those on some of the other intersections in town. You know, outside of those baselines, you really got to get into what's happening at each intersection and determine if it's feasible or not.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Could I ask a question? Mr. Aller, of these three, are any of them something that you would consider doing? There didn't seem to be in my reading of it, I didn't see any huge advantage of doing a roundabout at any of those three intersections.
Yeah, the only one of the three that there was what I would consider a marked improvement is the Haroon and Holland, Sylvania.
Yes.
But that will be a large project. The geometry of that makes it difficult. The other two intersections are not big benefits to roundabouts. The Brent and Main intersection is very tight when it comes to right-of-way and street areas, so that will probably lean more towards lane and signalization improvements there.
Yes, I thought the turning right is lane was a very good idea, and since I travel that intersection quite a bit, I travel all three of these intersections a lot.
I'm sure.
So, thank you.
If there's no further questions, let's move ahead to agenda item 6. Both items 6 and 7 have to do with repaving projects that we are able to do with a cooperation agreement with Lucas County Engineer's Office. The first to be discussed is the Holland Sylvania Road Resurfacing Project. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This project was brought to our attention when we were moving through the Ohio Public Works grant process a couple of years ago. The county engineer submitted a project application for this area, and it kind of caught us by surprise because typically county engineer is very good in saying, hey, we have a project here, you're right beside this, do you want to keep going? this project, however, there are certain funds, the Local Transportation Improvement Program funds that are part of OPWC. A certain percentage of each district's allocation has to be towards county roads and only county roads. They're not able to partner with cities. This project is actually one of those projects to where it was committed to county and county only. So we weren't able to participate with them on the grant application, hence the reason they didn't contact us. But knowing that they were going to be doing the work, that's the golden opportunity to utilize that same contractor. The pavement is the same age, it's in the same condition, and this way we're not paying mobilization costs, demobilization costs, advertising costs, all those other extra things. So we did want to go ahead and move forward with them and have our portion included. It won't be included in the OPWC grant project, but it will be included in the construction project. So all of the work will be done at the same time. Our crews were out this summer replacing curb and gutter and the catch basins that needed to be repaired. That way we're not paying a contractor to do that work. So the only thing really that we'll be paying for is resurfacing work. There is some minor full depth repair in our sections, but our primary expense will be a mill and fill type project. So we would recommend moving forward with this project.
All right. Do you have in your council packets the cooperation agreement, joint cooperation agreement with Lucas County? The city's share of it is $278,000. And how much is, what's the proportion of money being covered by other funding?
The total project was $1.6 million, I believe. Yeah, $1.65 million was the total project. And they were able to obtain $688,000 in OPWC grant funds. They're coming to the table with $691,000, and then the $278,000 was our share.
So we are saving, by cooperating in the project, at least a third or so of what our cost would have been otherwise.
Probably, yes. Yeah.
Okay, probably. Very good. Of course, the administration recommends approval of this joint cooperation agreement, which tonight you can do as a first reading only. Or that would be my recommendation. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I will now introduce a first reading of Ordinance Number 43-2018, authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to enter into a joint cooperation agreement on behalf of this city of Sylvania with the Board of Lucas County Commissioners relative to the Holland-Sylvania Road Resurfacing Project, appropriating $278,176 for said project.
All right, that constitutes the first reading for this project. If you're able to pass it at the next meeting, then it can still be take effect on September the 5th. If not, you're all set to pass it on September 16th, I think it is. Okay, very good. Let's move on to the next joint cooperation agreement. This one is for Sylvania Avenue. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This project is much better news when it comes to sharing a project and being into a cooperative agreement. The Lucas County Engineer, this is a project that they came to us with and wanted to know if we were willing to participate with them in a couple different grants that they applied for. They plan on fully reconstructing Sylvania Avenue from Centennial Road to McCord Road. Obviously a lot of work in doing that. Some of those sections will be just resurfaced, but a large portion of it will be reconstruction. The type of pavement that was used in that section was a fly ash type pavement. It was something that was used in the
Candlewood.
Excuse me?
It was used in the Candlewood subdivision, and it was used at Southview High School, and it's
yes.
Created a lot of trouble.
Yes. It is,
we had to tear it all out of Candlewood.
Yeah, it's proven to be just a poor product that was used at the time, and just needs to be tore out. They've fought with it for too many years, and They're just completely replacing it. So the total project cost here was a little over $2.718,000. County engineer was successful in getting service transportation program funds in the amount of $2,041,600. And they also obtained a $400,000 grant from the Ohio Public Works Commission. That only leaves $276,100 left for the local governments to pay. And taking a look, it's basically about a two-thirds, one-third split of pavement lanes that are in the city and or in the county and city. And so therefore, our share is about $82,850. So we're getting roughly about $900,000 worth of work done for $82,850.
That is terrific news. Is there a reason why it was so successful with the service transportation funding?
They went, they put this project in with the service transportation program. There's two avenues to go. You can either go as a large project or as a small project. As a large project, your request is unlimited, but you're up against obviously large projects. As you can imagine, the city of Toledo typically has Anthony Wayne Trail.
For many years.
Yeah, large projects. And so sometimes you don't want to go after that large money because you don't fare as well. This project, though, because of the project, because of the traffic count, because it was going to be a shared project between us and the county, they received additional points for that. So this project scored well enough to obtain the higher level of funding.
I do know that the section between McCord and King Road was done about 22 years ago, but it was not torn out and replaced. It was widened to provide for the center turn lane, and there's joints have always been bad there. That's never been a good section of road. So total construction, reconstruction, I hope includes that section because it really needs it.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Mr. Aller, if I may, is there any stormwater or other types of public utility works in the city that we need to be added on to this project?
It's part of the project.
So that's included?
That's included.
Great,
yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we have another ordinance to do have a first reading on, Ordinance 44-2018. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I will now introduce a first reading of Ordinance Number 44-2018, authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to enter into a joint cooperation agreement on behalf of the City of Sylvania with the Board of Lucas County Commissioners relative to the Sylvania Avenue Resurfacing Project, appropriating $82,850 for said project.
That constitutes the first reading by title only of Ordinance 44-2018. You probably ought to say that.
Sorry.
That it's by title, read by title only.
Yes, read by title only. Thank you. Okay. I apologize.
All right. Let's move on in the agenda to Agenda Item 8. This is Proposed Ordinance 45-2018, a joint agreement with Lucas County for Suburban Court Services. Mrs. Brining.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is for our share of the victim's advocate that we have in our court. We have she's a Lucas County employee, but she's been there for 21 years, and she provides assistance and just kind of advice and helps guide the victims of the crimes that come through our court. She does a really great job and eases the burden of our prosecutors and being able to respond to victims and help explain the process to them. So I would recommend approval of this agreement.
Normally this would go to the safety committee. So who is here from safety? Mr. Fry, you're chairman of safety.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce Ordinance Number 45-2018 for first reading, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into an agreement on behalf of the City of Sylvania between the City of Sylvania and the Board of Lucas County Commissioners for the Suburban Court Services Program, agreeing to participate in funding a portion of the local share for suburban court services, appropriating $25,000 therefore.
And again, read by title only. This constitutes the first reading of ordinance number 45-2018, read by title only. Moving on to agenda item nine, we have proposed ordinance 46-2018. This would be a first amendment to the real estate purchase agreement with SOMO MF Partners and SOMO Retail Holdings. Technically, they are out of contract right now, beyond the last date for closing. That necessitates that an amendment be done. You were all emailed an email that was received from their attorneys stating the reasons for the delay. And what the email contained is that they are rebidding portions of the project for lower pricing so that it fits within their budget. From what I've heard about their bidding, first off, I know that it was a very tough time to bid. Contractors are very busy this summer, and the middle of summer is when everybody's busy building, not bidding. But apparently there was also bidding done out of the Indianapolis office instead of an office in Northwest Ohio or the Toledo area, which put travel times into some of the bids, and they are reworking that now, and hopefully they will get this back in budget. There is no one else that I'm aware of lobbying for a chance at this piece of property, so we can have a first reading tonight, but it does need to be done so that they can continue to rework their bids, and what they're asking for would also delay groundbreaking until July 1st of next year. If there's any questions, perhaps the law director or I can address them at this time. But I asked that email be forwarded to you so you'd have the facts. That's as much as we have. We did ask Mr. Arnos if he could come tonight, but he was already scheduled to be in Indianapolis, hopefully to discuss this project.
Mrs. Branning, Mayor, one of the personally painful experiences that I had associated with getting bids back recently, I understand that whole process. But do we have a sense of how far over budget this is and how realistic this is in coming in under budget? Did they give us any sense of that, or was it kind of a black box?
All I can do is speculate, but we've seen no numbers.
Okay.
But they did, in that email that you read, said that they have a lot invested in the project, and it's not their intent to walk away at all. That's not under consideration. We'll see after they do this additional work, but I've seen projects go down quite a bit. For instance, I don't know if it was in the letter you saw or not, but they talked about the lumber was being supplied by a lumber yard in Indianapolis, and they had a whole lot of transport expense in it. I mean, for heaven's sakes, you're buying the lumber here. So I think this is a company that's used to doing business out of Indianapolis, and they bid it out of the Indianapolis office, and that is not an automatic share with the bidders here in Northwest Ohio. So I think they may, in fact, do pretty well. And if they call bidders directly and say, hey, we have a $30 million project. Would you like to turn in a bid? And we probably won't start on it until after winter this year. I think they'll get a lot of takers on that kind of an offer.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay.
Do they have a general contractor?
I don't know how they're bidding it. It sounds like they're construction managing it to me.
Yeah.
Mrs. Hussman, because you are chair of Buildings and Grounds, yeah. I think this is appropriate for you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to do a first reading of ordinance number 46-2018, approving the First Amendment to Commercial Real Estate Purchase Agreement of SOMO MF Partners LLC and SOMO Retail Holdings LLC to purchase the city's real estate known as the SOMO property located along Monroe Street. Authorizing the mayor and the director of finance to accept said First Amendment to Commercial Real Estate Purchase Agreement on behalf of the City of Sylvania, determining said real estate to be no longer needed for municipal purposes. I forgot the phrase.
Read by title only.
Read by title only.
Okay, so that constitutes the first reading of Ordinance 46-2018 by title only. Moving on to agenda item 10. This is proposed ordinance 47-2018, and this is to enter into an intergovernmental cooperative agreement with several other suburban communities to study the viability and usefulness and costs of the Machindo Aquifer.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I have a conflict on this particular issue.
There's no voting going on tonight anyways.
I understand.
Just don't move or second.
That's just mentioning that.
There is no second.
I get it, I'm just, sorry.
The status of water is, as I wrote in my mayor's message that was published in The Blade as a Saturday morning essay, or Saturday essay, that we are, with Toledo's reversal on TAWA to do a regional water authority, we are going to spend the rest of this year assessing other water sources, those being the Great Lakes Water Authority in Detroit, the city of Monroe, Michigan, and also the Machindo Aquifer, which preliminarily the numbers looked very good, but we have not finished any studies. There's nothing to be relied upon there yet. And we always have the option to go back to building our own plant. We already own the right-of-way and the plant space adjacent to the lake to do that. That one would have higher water rates than we have now for 10 or perhaps 20 years, but would level off and be much leveler and would be less than Toledo's rates. As much as you can speculate on Toledo's rates, they're just going to skyrocket now. And as you're aware, Toledo City Council is voting, I believe, Tuesday, or is it tonight? Tuesday, I think. Tomorrow, to put Mayor Capsicavage's regional water charter amendment, but it's just to have a advisory board. It has no teeth. Toledo City Council retains the right to veto or change any of its decisions, and we would have no ownership position in that water system at the end of whatever length contract they offer us. They've offered us no contract, no prices, no numbers, and nobody is talking about redundancy in that system. It was on the Leading Edge program yesterday where Wendy Kramza was representing the TAWA's position. She made very good points. I could not have answered the questions any better myself. She was very well-versed in the answers. And they also had Nick Comives on there from Toledo City Council, their utility chairman, who gave different information than what I was understanding of the mayor's proposal, that it would include redundancy, that City Council would never override any decision by that group. Well, then put that in writing it that way. That's not what they're going to do. So everything is still very much up in the air. This particular piece of legislation is asking for an authorization up to $35,000. We suspect it's going to be more like $25,000, depending on the participants. There's a lot of interest in this. I chaired a meeting out in Wauseon in the Fulton County Commissioner's Conference Room a couple of weeks ago. We had more than 40 people in the room interested in that. We did have some picketers outside from the city of Bryan. Mr. Sanford talked to the mayor of Bryan last week or so. And we are going to do the tests necessary to find out whether we are going to lower that aquifer by taking water out of it. We certainly don't want to make an investment to pipe that water back here only to find that it's not going to be there very long. That's not what the preliminary reports say. I'm told that the city of Bryan had its own study done about 2011 that said from their consultant that the amount of water was unlimited. They could take out all they want, which is much less than we'd be taking out, but that it is regenerated by 10 or 12 inches of rain over that part of the state and may indeed be connected to by underwater aquifers to Lake Erie and also serves many of the lakes like Clear Lake and Devil's Lake. So we don't know those answers. That's certainly one of them we're going to go by. This is to study that in conjunction with several other communities including Maumee, Perrysburg, White House, the the Northwestern Water and Sewer District, Liberty Center, Ohio, Henry County Regional Water and Sewer District. And they are all, they seemed all in agreement that we would be doing that. We're going to have another meeting in a couple of weeks to make sure who's on board and authorize the study. So again, we can't pass this tonight, but I would appreciate a first reading of this ordinance number 47. Mrs. Hussman, you're on the Utilities Committee.
Oh, good.
And Mr. Richardson's already had a share tonight.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Fry disqualified himself.
Yes, he can't move. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to do the first reading of ordinance number 47, 2018, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into the intergovernmental cooperative agreement for a new water management facility.
That constitutes the read by title only. Right. That constitutes the first reading of ordinance number 47, 2018. And Mrs. Brining or Mr. Aller, is my memory right, City Council already authorized the expenditure of funds. We're just talking about authorizing this intergovernmental agreement, which is in effect a pre-6119 type agreement where we all work together. We're all in one group authorizing the work, because it is the intention of the group to do a 6119 regional water authority to promote economic development in the areas that would be buying water from the aquifer, one of which would be Fulton County. All right. We have one more item, agenda item 11. This is approval of items to be offered for auction on govdeals.com. Chief, would you describe this to us?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This year, we recently purchased a 2018 Wells Fargo trailer. That trailer replaces this trailer that we're requesting the council's approval to dispose of on GovDeals. This trailer is where we stored all our Safety City equipment, the small cars that we kids drive over there at Safety City. We've had this for many, many years. It's worn, it's hard to work with. So we went out and we purchased a new trailer that was approved through the capital improvement funds, and we hope it'll last us another 30 years like the other one.
This one looks a little banged up.
So it's banged up. It's starting to rust on top of it. You can't see the rust, but it's pretty worn. So we're requesting council's approval to dispose of this on GovDeals.
Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll make a motion to authorize the administration to place the 1986 Wells Fargo trailer on GovDeals for bids.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to allow this 1986 Wells Fargo trailer to be sold on GovDeals.com. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to agenda item 12. This is committee reports. We do have a committee report from the Safety Committee from a meeting held July 31st. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The meeting on July 31st was called to order about 5:35 p.m. All members of the committee were in attendance, as were council members Mrs. Hussman, Mr. Richardson, and Mrs. Cappellini. From the administration, Chief Rodas, Mr. Sanford, and Mrs. Brining were also present. Nobody from the community was in attendance. Purpose of the meeting was to discuss the possibility and start to explore the potential of a downtown outdoor refreshment area, or DORA. Mrs. Brining provided a memo the day prior to on this particular structure and how the state law involved the DORA. Lots of conversation ensued. Many questions were involved. Some questions for Mrs. Brining regarding the mechanics of this, who else has done this, that type of thing. There's conversation with Chief Rodas in regards to his thought process and how this would be handled from an enforcement perspective. And one of the key points that was under consideration is, A, the entities who are potentially inside the DORA would need to petition or have ongoing focus and interest in performing this function inside this DORA footprint. It takes at least four establishments to do so, and that the flexibility on structure, duration, and the area were within the city's control. Although I read something later that I think there's a limit of 150 acres for us inside the DORA that we could put inside this DORA physical limit. But we could put this for any duration, for any particular amount of time, more or less, as City Council decides. The couple of takeaways that we need to look at. One of the things was the administrative staff was going to reach out to the entities that potentially would be in the DORA that have liquor permits that could allow for this, and see what their interest was, set up another meeting, and to find out what other areas thus far have seen in the creation of a DORA, whether there were issues with that, and then basically to set up another meeting after getting some additional research on liability and how this mechanically would potentially work as far as overhead costs absorbed by the city or the permit holders. So with that, the meeting was adjourned at 6:38 p.m.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Fry?
I'm not sure if it's a question for Mr. Fry, but it's just a clarification that I'm not sure we touched on at our meeting, and I think Bill mentioned it at the DSA meeting, that I just want to make sure I understand this. So you can't have two, like, permitted activities. I'm not even sure if that's the way to describe it, but basically the end result is you couldn't, like, the Arts Commission couldn't have the liquor permit for Maple and Main in the same area where the DORA is.
That's correct. You can't have, I've reached out to the cities of Worthington and Hilliard, who are a little bit more comparable, I think, to Sylvania and how they handle it. I think, for instance, a beer truck, you can't have that within a DORA. It's got one or the other. So it's, if you limit the DORA, and this, we're getting a little bit into probably committee meeting discussion, but I think that's one of the, that's correct. That's the short answer.
That's kind of what I was afraid of, but yeah. I just wanted to you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Would you like to schedule another safety committee meeting, Mr. Fry?
I would, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to propose that I don't know that there's a particular rush to do this, but at the same time, we do have a council meeting scheduled for the 5th, and I don't know that there's anything previous to the beginning of council that is on the agenda at this juncture. So
there is not.
I would suggest, since that is a regular council meeting, knowing that three of our other council members aren't in attendance this evening, to schedule it for the 5th or the 17th, depending on what other members of council have on their schedules, one or the other. I would prefer the 5th, just to keep things moving, but I'm happy to do the 17th. So 5th okay with everybody? So 7 o'clock, is that enough time, or do you want to do it at 6:45? I don't know how long this conversation will take.
I think it depends on if we have, like, an expert that can help us through this, like somebody from Toledo that's been through the process. If we have somebody like that, I feel like it won't be a long meeting. If we don't, it might be a long meeting.
To that point, Mr. Sanford, have you spoken to anybody at the City of Toledo yet?
I talked to the Adams Street lead bar in that DORA. I got his information.
Based on your conversation with him, would that individual be somebody that would be able to come in and give us some information about the good, the bad, and you know, associated with this and how they handled it, or is that not the right person?
I mean, we could go that route. I think I have the information that he had relayed to me that, but if we want to have somebody else come in that's gone through it, and again, that's a little different than what I think would work here. The couple of cities that Leslie mentioned are probably more appropriate to what we're looking for, same size of the community, type of events or whatever. But whatever you want to do, if you think that that's a plus, I mean, Zach Leahy was the point person from Manhattan, and he really has some good information.
I don't know that it's necessarily all that helpful to have him come in if you've got the information from him. Don't want to take his valuable time if we already have that information. Mrs. Briney, would there be somebody from one of those two cities that could provide additional information, or probably not? Or are we just going to have to kind of work our way through it on our own?
You know, I think the process seems to be pretty straightforward in just passing the legislation. I think ultimately what is probably going to be the tougher call is setting up the days and times that everyone is comfortable with and developing the plan. We don't know, I mean, certainly if they reach out, obviously Worthington and Hilliard are a little bit of a drive, but I've talked to both of their law directors, and if we have any questions that
come out of the meeting on the 5th, I can definitely reach out to them and they can help us along in the process.
So why don't we set it up then, give ourselves a little bit more time, set it up for 6:45 so we can kind of work our way down through it as quickly as possible, recognizing that maybe we get through everything in that evening and maybe we don't.
Is there, Mr. Sanford or Mrs. Brining, is there, rather than a government official, is there a special improvement district person or somebody that's in charge of the DORA in one of those areas that's closer by, like in Toledo?
Maybe.
But that's the one I talked to, and again, it's just the, but not the special improvement district. That's a different entity,
right,
in downtown Toledo. Other thing that might be helpful is somebody from Liquor Controls. Check that out. That might be somebody that could be helpful to us. But I think between Chief and Leslie and I will have pretty good information and to answer a lot of the questions that came up at the last meeting.
Okay.
Well, I'll certainly defer to Mr. Sanford, Mrs. Browning, and the Chief regarding liquor control individual, if that sounds like it, you know, after conversation with those individuals, that they would be helpful in bringing them in, that's great. If not, we'll just continue to work through it on our own and set it up for 6:45 on the 5th.
All right. We should post that meeting, Mrs. Booker. Any additional committee business to be heard at this time? Any committee referrals? One point I had to give, you're a student out there, I assume, one of you? Yes. So what's happened tonight is that our city charter requires three readings and three votes to pass legislation unless there are five votes available on city council to pass it as an emergency. And frankly, most things are passed that way with five votes or more. Most of these tonight, or all of them, would have passed that way, but because we're down to four, which is very unusual tonight, there was no legislation passed. The motion to approve the trailer on gov deals, however, had a majority of four, and that can proceed because that's not an ordinance issue. That was just a motion. So we're done with the agenda items. I'd like to refer everybody to the back page of their agenda sheet, particularly information item A. This is the income tax division report. You can see that through the month of July, our income tax receipts are down almost 3% from last year. This is a result of the many ProMedica jobs that have moved from Sylvania to downtown Toledo and are now beginning to be affected also by the credit union, the Directions Credit Union offices that have also moved downtown. They used to employ probably 100 people or more in that building. They were short of parking. I drove by it this afternoon, and there was almost nobody there. It's just a branch office now. So we've lost a lot of paying jobs out of the community, and this is going to come into play in the next few months as you begin your budgeting process. We did fine 2 years ago when we had the new jobs coming into town with the ProMedica Health and Wellness Center. We did all right last year, but now we're losing, we're getting the rear end of this loss of jobs by ProMedica from Sylvania, from Maumee, from every place else to downtown Toledo. So that's hurting all the suburban communities, and that'll have to be addressed, and we'll have to decide what we can afford to do and what we can't next year because of that. You also were distributed tonight your second quarter reports, which I encourage you to put into your notebooks. Those are very useful at times. Is there any additional business at this time? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting on Wednesday, September the 5th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you for your attendance.